All day long, this little boat carries passengers back and forth across from the Cairo mainland to the island of Corsaya for less than 15 cents each. Corsaya is both in the center of the city and worlds away. Mohammed Abba has a house on the island where he creates artwork that has been shown across Europe and America, as well as Cairo. He says in recent years his art, like many other elements of Egyptian culture, has been focused on politics and the struggle to create a free, productive society out of the current chaos.
I hope that we are going to develop our own democracy, our own idea of Egyptian way of doing democracy.
In June, the artist stood with protesters demanding the fall of the government, then led by the Muslim Brotherhood, which he says tried to squash free expression. But he says wholesale arrests of members will only escalate the tensions that have left as many as 1,000 dead in recent weeks. Most died in battles as security forces tore down sit-ins and dispersed rallies at gunpoint.
Now, part of the Egyptian society has discussing that we are not going to get rid of Muslim Brothers all. We have to accept there are young Muslim Brothers and there are some people they were not part of the violence.
Military rule will also not stick, he says, because since the uprising that overthrew Hosni Mubarak in 2011, mass protests have become a part of Egyptian culture.
I remember after the 18 days of 2011, that was the square were empty and I felt very lonely. And many people, they miss this atmosphere.
Abla has another studio in downtown Cairo, which he rented in 2011 to be close to the revolution. Before that time, he says, Egyptian art reflected traditions and style, like these from his nostalgia collection. In his studio today, he creates more political work, not unlike graffiti pieces that have documented the upheaval in Egypt.
This changed art very much. I mean, the people who used to make art, like usual, traditional, they know, they have, now they know, do nothing because it is over now. Now it's the time of art which moves people, art which is reflecting the situation.
In his most recent pieces, Abla documents rallies in Tahrir Square during the past 2.5 years. In this piece, the pictures are hung on strings rather than pasted to reflect his displeasure in the commonly held wisdom, which says, don't hang your dirty laundry. Because Abla says, revealing your dirt publicly is part of the path to freedom. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Cairo.